JudgeCast.
Welcome to a surprise minisode of JudgeCast with myself, Joe Bowden, and this guy,
Jay Taylor.
I have already said it's a surprise, so surprise!
Woo! Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got some exciting news for you.
I've got two pieces of exciting news. Number one, we're introducing a new feature each monthly episode where we shall be looking at the top 100 films as voted by the readers of Empire Magazine. We are readers of Empire Magazine. I imagine you might be readers of Empire Magazine.
Other movie magazines are available, but Empire is kind of the best.
It's certainly our favourite.
So we're going to be going through, picking at random. So we're going to do a little tombola and choose a number between 1 and 100. And off the list of...
100.
Yeah. We're going to choose one. So you can watch along with us and then we'll discuss it. We'll discuss the writing in future episodes. So the Empire writes back.
Also, there's one other thing I wanted to say about this. Yeah. I like the idea of you and I setting each other a challenge for the following episode. And it would be somehow related. So, for instance, if we were watching The Godfather, I could challenge you to ask a friend for a favour on their birthday.
Okay.
Yeah?
Does that mean if we're watching Jaws, I get to ask you to go for a swim at night?
Well, that is up to you. And the thing is, because these could be personal, like, just, you know, little personal challenges, or they could be something that's, like, writing-related.
Okay,
It could be anything inspired by that film.
Great.
Yeah?
And listeners, if you want to play along too?
Yes, definitely. And you may
send us your Instagram pics.
You may think that sounds a little bit familiar. I am totally taking inspiration from Guilty Feminist Pod, which is one of my favourite podcasts.
Awesome podcast.
And I just really like the stories that you can get out of it and some, you know, some new skills and strings to your bow.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, should we go for the first one?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to pick. Spin that badger.
It is number 46.
46. Oh, okay, let's cross.
Nearly the answer to the universe. Life, the universe and everything. But not quite.
Not quite.
That in the list of...
Let's have a look.
Oh! Ooh, mm-hmm. It's a film neither of us have seen before.
What's that?
Citizen Kane.
I have never seen that before.
Which I believe in many lists is the number one film of all time.
Really?
Like, a lot of people say it's the best film.
And yet we've never seen
it. We've never seen it.
Okay.
I don't know why I've never seen it.
No. Isn't it supposed to be really, really long?
I don't know. It feels like it should have been one of those ones that was on, like, every Christmas or, you know, the bank holidays, like The Great Escape.
We hadn't even watched
The Great Escape.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it on Netflix, though.
So, okay.
Not seen it, as in seen it listed on Netflix. So we can watch it.
We will watch it for the first time.
Well, this is an odd precedent, then, because it's one of the few films on the list we neither of us have seen, and therefore I have no idea what to challenge you with.
Well, we could do Citizen Kane. But I'd actually quite like to remember it.
So what we'll do is we will watch this. We'll announce a date of a live watch that we'll do on Twitter.
Yep.
Which will probably be sometime during the week from the 17th of July.
Cool.
And of 2017, in case you're listening in the future. And once we've watched it, we'll work out challenges for ourselves.
So yeah, Citizen Kane, first time debut for Joe and Jay. What's the next piece of exciting news, Joe?
Well, you may or may not know, last year we did dedicated episodes to Game of Thrones for each week's episode. So, and as Jay is beautifully creating this bed for me to speak over, which is really distracting.
Okay.
Which we really enjoyed doing, and we're big fans of Game of Thrones. So we're going to carry on with that. We're going to do a little mini-sode versions this time.
Yep.
Immediately following us watching it each week. Now, we are in the UK, so we do get it a little bit later.
We're a little bit late.
But it will be a day or so later than the rest of the world.
We're a little bit late to the party, but we do bring the kegs. So join us and...
Kegs or cakes?
Both.
Kegs and cakes.
Yeah. But yeah, join in. We want to know what you're thinking. I mean, come on, this is going to be like shit happening every episode now.
Better bloody be.
Well, come on, like, they can't not. It's coming to a close, so it's going to be really fucking exciting.
Penultimate season.
We really want to engage with people. We love talking about it. That's why we're bringing this back. Well, yeah, it's quite a special accolade for a TV show. We only do a few. so yeah, get involved. Let us know your thoughts. If we're glaringly wrong about something, let us know.
Wrong is not in my vocabulary.
Cool.
So yeah, watch out for those. They'll be coming your way over the next 7 weeks, starting from next week.
So we're going to have a really busy month coming up. Our full episode at the end of the month is going to be chock full of Spider-Man Homecoming and probably some other massive films that are coming out at the moment. And some really good writing going on. So stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes so you get all of our new episodes as soon as they come out.
Or SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blueberry and
Acast. But yeah, have a fantastic time and thank you for tuning into our episode. Minisode. George, out.